asking you to have mercy on us one more time. Please, God, give us another chance as to where we've been wrong to get it right, oh God. We pray for protection for our leaders, oh God. We pray that our leaders will have godly decisions, oh God. We pray that you will bless our leaders with good health and safety, oh God. We pray for unity in our society, oh God. We even pray for our first responders, oh God. We pray even now for the government. We pray, oh God, that we bind every terrorist attack from the outside and the inside, oh God. We realize, oh God, that we have become a wicked and perverse nation, oh God, but we bow before you on tonight and ask you for forgiveness, oh God, and ask you to give us a chance, oh God. Cover us with the blood, oh God. Lord God, we ask you even now that you would bless this nation. But any nation that God is the Lord is already blessed. So bless us on today and keep us, oh God. But we realize that without a shadow of a doubt that righteousness exalts the nation. But sin condemns its people, oh God. So we repent for the sin of the nation even now, oh God. We pray that our nation will repent, oh God, and seek the face of you, oh God. We ask you, oh God, that you would allow us, hallelujah, to increase and pray on behalf of those, hallelujah. We ask for godly advisors. Lord God, we come tonight to give you praise, to give you glory and to honor. We take control over the airwaves right now, and we reject and denounce any demonic attack and hindrance that may come against this prayer line, oh God, and we bind the strong man right now in the name of Jesus. We bind any evil arrangement or any form of sabotage. We render the demons and the devil of hell inoperable in the lives of this prayer line on tonight, and we pray even now that the Holy Ghost will have free reign. We pray that your people will be healed. We pray that your people will be delivered. We pray that your people will be set free through the power of the Holy Ghost, and we plead the blood. We apply the blood in every situation, and we walk out in victory. These are all things we believe, and we call it to be done, and it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank Pastor Wallace for that prayer tonight, for just setting the atmosphere. At this time, we're going to get ready to have Minister Gretchen Barham Green, our Minister of Music, come this evening with a musical selection to help prepare the ground for the Word of God to come forth tonight, so that whatever you are going through tonight, we're expecting a miracle from God. We're expecting deliverance to take place tonight. We're going to have her come at this time with a musical selection.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to attempt to play and sing this song I learned. Very dear friend who passed away. And she would sing this quite a bit to people who were distressed or downhearted or depressed or whatever it was. And it has a special meaning for me. So bear with me. He'll bring you out.
Go!
going through, and I don't know what it's all about. But he's bringing you all, yes he is. Patiently waiting.
Tonight, yes, amen, amen.
Praise God, praise God. I don't think that Bishop Abrams is on the line,
yes,
but
I am.
God
I'm here.
Has
I'm here.
Me.
I'm here.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We want to introduce Bishop Abrams to you tonight. Dr. Abrams has a PhD, and she served in the United States Armed Forces, the branches of the United States, in the Republic of Korea. She served in the Desert Shield and the Desert Storm in the First Persia Gulf War, in the Department of Defense, in the Naval Air Station. She served at the War Department of the Pentagon, in the Department of the Army and the U.S. Army Reserve, and U.S. Army Chaplain Corporal, and an educator and a teacher. She is a professor at several community colleges, such as Mohawk Valley Community College, upstate New York. She is the chancellor of My King Service University. She is the founder of My King Service Radio and TV Broadcasting Network. She ran also as a candidate for the office of the President of the United States of America in the FY 2020 presidential campaign, and she obtained several votes. She currently is a candidate for the office for the 2024 general election for the Republican ticket. She is an archbishop, and she serves 100% committed to the service of the Lord God Almighty. At this time, we want to introduce to you Bishop Abrams.
Amen. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. I just give honor to God. You know, I would like to meet that lady, man, who you talked about. She sounds very important in the kingdom of God. Amen. A mighty warrior in the army of the Lord as well. So thank you so much for that elegant introduction. I thank God again for you all allowing me to come back to visit with you, and I'm just so excited. I excited about what God is doing. You are streaming live on the radio worldwide, and everyone in every nation is listening to the broadcast tonight and to your service as you pray for the nation. So I thank God for the opportunity to bring forth the Word of God. I am an ambassador for God's word and his work, and I am just so humbled to be a servant. So anytime you need me, please don't hesitate to call. We will be honoring Bishop Dr. Delavo in September. She will be receiving her doctoral of theology in September here in Washington, D.C. I pray that you all will come and join us in this awesome occasion as we celebrate God, and we'll be celebrating her with an honorary doctoral of theology from the My King Service University. But I'm coming to you to bring the word of God to you, and I'm just, you know, excited about God's word, but sometimes we need instructions from the Lord that are problematic and disciplinary, and we don't want to hear these words because they hurt our feelings. The Lord is a chaser of those that he loves. And so when he does that, he gives us reproof by people who are prophets and those men and women that hears from the Lord. And I believe that all that are on the line today are such people of that type of caliber. And so we're going to turn our attention to the book of Ezekiel. And, you know, Ezekiel was a very stern prophet, and he didn't play around with God's word. And, you know, for me, he's a very scary individual because he's just so strong and stern in the word and capturing what God says. And he just speaks it, and he comes with no apology. So I'm just going to repeat some of the transcripts from Ezekiel chapter 15. Is very brief, verses 1 through 8. And it says, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is the vine tree more than any tree, or than a branch which is among the trees of the forest? Shall wood be taken thereof to do any work, or will men take a pin of it to hang any vessels thereon? Behold, it is cast into the fire for fuel, and the fire devour both the ends of it, and the midst of it is burned. Is it meet for any work? Behold, when it was whole, it was meet for no work. How much less shall it be meet yet for any work? When the fire has devoured it, and it is burnt, therefore, thus says the Lord God, as the vine tree among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fire for fuel, so will I give the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will set my face against them. They shall go out from one fire, and another fire shall devour them. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I set my face against them. And I will make the land desolate because they have committed a trespass. A trespass, says the Lord God. God bless the reading of his holy words. So how do we interpret that as God's analogy? He always speaks in Proverbs as when he came in the form of flesh as man, and as we know as Jesus Christ, he always spoke parables. And many people didn't understand the parables, so that's when you need a prophet or an interpreter to explain to you, expound to you, what did he just say? So what I gather from this is God is speaking to this nation, the United States of America, and to the world. And what he has said, as we have all experienced it from 2000 and the beginning of 2020, the entire world was affected by something now is known as a pandemic, right? And devastation, and many people lost lives and so forth, and many people are still in mourning, and many people are still going through sicknesses, and this diverse pestilence has affected the entire nation. Why? Well, my analogy is that because the people of God have not been speaking to the world and telling them what thus says the Lord, we have to be the corrector. Remember, we are, you know, the saints that shall judge the world. And if we as children of God do not speak God's word to God's people everywhere worldwide, they'll find themselves in total darkness. Because you are the children of the light. You know the word of God. You know the light. You are the light. And in you shines forth. And we have to tell this nation, you cannot commit this type of abominable thing. You cannot commit this type of a sin. You cannot form laws that is against God's word. Because God will set his face against you, man of God, woman of God. God will correct you and chastise you because you did not tell the people. Remember what God did to Eli. His two sons were just bringing Israel into nothing but torment and terror and sin. And God literally made Eli go backwards in his chair and die because he did not correct his son. His sons, two sons, were not saying, thus says the Lord. God will put you on edge. I'm trying to tell you. So my position is this. I'm going to tell what is abomination is an abomination. It has not changed. God does not change. You cannot commit sin and expect God to bless this nation. I think that this nation can be blessed. We send forth a man or a woman who will speak the word of God, this nation shall be healed in a moment of time. But if we continue in sin, well, God forbid, that grace may abound. God said here in Ezekiel that he will set his face against you. He will set his face against them. You remember Israel, there was a time that God didn't even speak to the people of God. You understand? You remember there's a time that God opened up the earth so that the people, the children of God that was in the wilderness, went down. Uh-huh. These are the people he loves.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
God is not a respecter of people. He is not going to change who he is. He just wants all his brew, his children, to come home to him and serve him and worship
Amen.
Him. That is all we're supposed to do, is to praise the Lord and bless his holy name. But if we continue in sin, that grace may abound, God is going to let your enemies take you out. And if your enemies don't take you out, God will take them out and you. I'm trying to tell you. You see how many people, how many millions of people died that probably should not have died because they have not heard the word of God from the people of God that knows the word. Yeah. I don't care if you have to go out on and get you a microphone and just start prophesying to the people. They will hear you. You think they're not listening? They need to hear a word from the Lord. And you are the oracle
Amen.
Of God. And you have a mouthpiece to speak. And the angels of God will protect you. They will listen. They need to hear. When the people of God are speaking, the people of God will lead the nation. Don't think the person
Amen.
That is elected into the office of all these different officials are the ones that are leading this nation. No. It is the church of the living God that leads a nation and brings forth peace for that nation, in your community, in your township, in your city, on the land where you are. You are responsible for the souls of men and women right where you are in your community. So I'm here to say what Ezekiel said, that God said today, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and shall turn from their wicked ways, then God will hear from the heavens and the heavens of heavens, and correct the atmosphere. And he will heal the land. He'll heal the nation. He'll
Amen.
Heal the people. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. I ask for disciples to go forth in the mighty name of Jesus, because Jesus Christ said that you have greater works, greater power than what he had while he was here on this earth. You'll be able to heal the sick, deliver, raise the dead. You'll be able to do all kind of miracles by just speaking God's word. You'll be able to prophesy and people will recover from the sicknesses and disease, sicknesses of the mind, sickness of the soul, sickness of the spirit. People are in a dark world right now, ladies and gentlemen, and you are the light shining so bright. You are a city that cannot be hid. You are a candle standing up on a place of darkness, and they see your light. They just need to hear from you. Open up your mouth and go for it and speak and bless the people all around you, because they need you. They really, really need you. And without you, they stay in total darkness and in torment, and they don't know which way to go. So they'll go the wrong way. They'll go listening to every diverse doctrine of man that is not of God. Amen? Praise God and bless his holy name. God bless you all, and good night, and I'll continue listening to the broadcast and the conference and the prayer. Amen.
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 We want to thank Bishop Abrams for that message tonight. At this time, we're going to ask that Minister Green would come with another musical selection.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
When you've done all you can, seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when your friends you're all alone, all alone. When you give in your all, and it seems that you can't make it through, well, you just stand with nothing left. You just stand what the Lord will see you through after you've done all you can. You just stand. There'll be a failure and the guilt of the past. Tell me how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile when your heart has been broken, filled with pain? So, my friend, when you give it your all in, and it seems you can't make it through, just stand with there's nothing left to do. You just stand. Watch the Lord, he'll see you through after you've done all you can. Just stand as you should. He's not entangled in the bondage against you. Just stand and go. God has a purpose. God has a plan. You've done all you can, and it seems you can't make it through. You just stand, stand, oh yeah, through the storm, through the rain.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank Minister Green
for that musical selection tonight. After you've gone through all that you can, you just stand. No matter if you've done something mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, or even in your relationships, no matter what it is, you have to stand, because the devil comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. But God said that he has come that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Mm-hmm. So no matter what it is tonight, what the situation is, there is nothing too hard for God to fix. So don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, but you stand. Stand on the word of God and know that he can turn it around. He can fix whatever you're going through. He is faithful. He is faithful. We thank the Lord tonight for that musical selection. Stand. Just stand. Stand. Stand and believe that God is able. That song just reminds me of a parable that my dad used to tell when he was preaching about a man who was in the hospital and he was dying from cancer, and the doctors had given up all hope on him. And my dad had told him to stand on the word of God and that God would bring him through. Now, he was a baby saint, so he did not understand what my father meant, but he had somebody help him to get up out of the hospital bed. He put the Bible on the floor, and he had them to help prop him up on top of the Bible, and he literally stood on the word of God, because that's all his comprehension could comprehend. And do you know that the Lord healed that man? Because that's how he took it.
Yeah.
When he stood on that Bible, he recovered from cancer, and God healed him because he stood on the word of God. So I'm telling you tonight, whatever it is, stand on the word of God. God will fight for you.
Hallelujah.
At this time, we want to turn the service over into the hands of Dr. Delavaux.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We want to thank, hallelujah. We want to thank Minister Gresham Green. Praise the Lord. He will bring you out. She's done true selection. Praise God. After you've done all you can, stand. And we have to stand. We have to stand on the word of God. We have to love the Lord thy God deep down in our hearts. Hallelujah. Love him and respect him. Hallelujah. Oh, he brought us a long way. I think about last night, the report we received last night. We were blessed. Hallelujah. The Lord is healing people. Hallelujah. He's building the healing business. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Archbishop Abram. Praise the Lord. We go back quite a while in years, praise God. She brought a powerful message, praise God, of truth. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. She it was short, but it was truth. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's give her a big hand. Hallelujah. And she has us on tonight. Hallelujah. They can hear us all over the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you. She has her own radio and TV stations. Hallelujah. Oh, such a powerful woman of God. And we thank God for Pastor Carolyn Wallace, who brought the opening prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, let's give her a hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. And we thank God for Pastor Meredith Hogg. She's always working hard, doing great things for the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And you're still excited. Hallelujah. Last night, hallelujah, we had some great praise reports last night because he keeps on blessing us and keep on blessing the people. You know, we are praying for the people all over the nation. Hallelujah, all over the world. We're praying for the people because we know the Lord is a healer. He is a way maker. Whatever we need, he can do it. And, you know, I just think about the word of God. As we look in John 14, 12, hallelujah, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Hallelujah. Oh, you say greater work. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you ask in my name, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, he said, I will do it.
Amen.
That the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Amen.
And then he went on and he said in the 14th verse, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, you know, people who not keeping the commandments of God, going on doing their own thing, and they aren't going to get the same results. We have to live holy. We have to keep the commandments of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. When you are a part of the army of God, then you're supposed to be obedient. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise
you know,
hallelujah.
That song, I'm in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're
hallelujah.
In that army. And we have
yes.
to stand on the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He
hallelujah.
Said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Hallelujah. And you know, when I look at 15th chapter and the 7th verse, he said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, he said, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. He says, you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy, hallelujah, might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Oh, yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, this is important. We must love each other. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've never seen so many saints not loving each other, angry with each other, you know. We're supposed to love each other, forgive. Oh, she did this, she did that, she did this, she did that. Yeah, people are going to do whatever they want to do, but that doesn't mean that we can't love them. We have to
That's
still
right.
love them. That's the time we're supposed to pray for them. Pray for
Amen.
Your sister. Pray for your brother. So many families break up over little things. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But
Hallelujah.
If we want to keep the joy of the Lord, we're going to have to pray, and we're going to have to love, and we're going to have to follow the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. He said, you are my friend, and if you do whatsoever I command you. Hallelujah. So reminded us. Hallelujah. I just believe that the Lord is a healer. And I believe when we pray for the sick, they shall recover. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Because we had a good praise report last night. Praise God. And I'm going to ask for a praise report now. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I just thank God for how he's blessing the people. Hallelujah. At this time, we are going to ask for the praise. Hallelujah. Those of you who have praise reports, you may speak now. Then I'm still happy about that family of the nurse. Hallelujah. How she had the COVID and her husband had the COVID and the three little kids. And then the sister, his mother, praise God, she had it. But she didn't have it. She had pneumonia. Now, I don't know how that worked. She caught it from them, but she ended up with pneumonia instead of COVID. Praise the Lord. So she's doing fine, and they are doing fine. The children doing fine. They are blessed. And we were praying for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We were praying
Amen.
For quite a few people that the Lord has touched, has healed, has blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He keeps on blessing us over and over again. Hallelujah. So let us stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Do we have anyone tonight that has a praise report?
Amen.
And we thank God for the minister that her daughter had taken the child, and she was in the hospital very sick. And now she's back home, and she has the child back with her now.
Amen.
And she's doing better. So, you know, God is blessing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do we have any who are sick tonight and we want to pray for them?
Yes, we want to continue to pray for Cameron Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
He needs healing in his kidneys.
Praise the Lord.
And we also want to pray for Sterling Walker.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have Sterling Walker down. Praise the Lord. Any others? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Bishop, we have Pastor Lisa Kelly. She lost three family members in a terrible car accident, and one is in intensive care.
Lord have mercy.
Okay, go back over that slowly because we really want to get that down. Her name is Leela.
Pastor Lisa Kelly.
Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Kelly. She lost three of her family members in a bad car accident, and one is in critical condition.
Jesus.
Oh, praise God.
And another one is Detries, D-E-T-R-I-E-S, D-E-T-R-I-E-S, Cody. She's a young lady that's in between buying a home. She's already paid her rent for this month, but she got an eviction notice this morning.
Mm.
And she's supposed to close on her house in a month or so.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So she's going to buy a house. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Bless the Lord. Bless her. Hallelujah.
Praise
Any others that need to be prayed? Any other persons that need prayer? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, Lord God. Praise your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise. Praise.
Are there any others that we need to pray for? Just waiting on others. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, we just thank God tonight. We just praise him tonight. We just lift him up tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We know that Jesus is on the main line. And all we have to do is call him up and tell him what we want. Hallelujah. He's us on the main line. Tell him what you want. Ooh, he's us on the main line. Tell him what you want. He's us on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. If you want the whole truth, tell him what you want. Oh, if you want the whole truth, tell him what you want. If you want the whole truth, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus comes out daylight. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord God. Oh, Father, we bring Cameron Power. Oh, before you right now, Lord God. Oh, Father, touch him tonight, Lord God. Send your angels. Oh, to his bed tonight, Lord God. Oh, Father, touch him and pour out your glory. Don't you live upon him, Lord God. Oh, touch him, Lord, to the wickedness, Lord God. Oh, Father, oh, touch him, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, touch him, Lord, touch him, Lord, touch him, Lord. Oh, Father, your power is so great, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, oh, it's not just tonight. Hallelujah. 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 How great, Lord God. And how, oh, you just took that car. Oh, where it was all dinner and the cars were clean. All back in the mid, Lord God. I will never do a miracle like that. Lord, I love you a miracle worker. And right now, Lord God. Oh, I'm Cameron, Lord God. Let your anointing. Oh,
Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glory. Your healing. Oh, thank you. Those babies that's being dropped out there.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Father, yes. We pray for them, Lord God, that they are protected, Lord God.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, little Father.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
the
Lord. At this time, I'm going to call on Minister Johnson.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Minister
Johnson. I'm going to call our minister, Pastor Wallace, to do the announcements tonight, Dr. Kelbo. Minister Johnson's not on the line tonight, but Pastor Wallace is going to do it for us.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for what our ears have heard and our spirit has bear witness to. Our announcements for tonight are as follows. We ask that you please join us on social media by way of Facebook. The link is Bishop Dr. Lois Jones Delavoe by way of International Prayer Group for the Nation. That's Bishop Dr. Lois Jones Delavoe by way of International Prayer Group for the Nation. And if you have any donations, love tokens, or offerings that you would like to donate to this ministry, please feel free to do so. And you can do that by dialing 754-230-1134. That's 750-230-1134. You can do that by Cash App or Zelle. And also, you can use that same number, 754-230-1134, to text your prayer request. We'd like to thank you in advance for all your love tokens and your expressions of love and gratitude on behalf of this wonderful ministry that's headed up by Bishop Dr. Lois Jones Delavoe. God bless you on tonight, and let us govern ourselves accordingly. Thank you. Let me put the hands of the announcers.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Back in the hands of Pastor Meredith Hogg.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Truly tonight we want to thank you for joining us this evening for the healing and deliverance prayer service. We pray that you have been encouraged, uplifted in order to know that God has called you and he has equipped you to fulfill the preordained destiny that he has designed for your life to fulfill. We want you to have a super-duper night in Christ Jesus. Know that we love you. Know that we're praying for you continually. Good night, everyone, and be blessed.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.